You know what was on the jukebox in the front. Now Matt the Cat's gonna show you what was on the juke in the back.
Hey there, Hepcats and Crazy Kittens. This is your jukebox operator, Matt the Cat, back with another Juke in the Back, your weekly spotlight of 1940s and 50s rhythm and blues, the building blocks of rock and roll. And this week, I have another show full of racks and stacks of hot wax tracks. So jump back, Jack, have a heart attack. I'm about to spin the shellac. This week, we're going to focus on the jukebox, or at least the hits that were coming out of the jukebox. It's time for the Juke in the Back 1952 Jukebox Rhythm Review. That's right, if the juke tunes were jumping out of the boxes, I'll be spinning them this week. For the year of 1952, gonna do it in two parts. We'll start with part one. And baby, we can't get into the jukebox hits of 1952 if we don't feature some of the tunes that came out at the end of 1951. Up first, we have Earl Bostick, the great alto saxophonist from Tulsa, Oklahoma, who made his first recordings in 1939 as part of Lionel Hampton's band. He's just one of the many R&B cats that spent some time in Hamp's band. His biggest hit, Flamingo, came out at the end of 1951, and it was number one on the national R&B lists just as 1952 was getting underway. So let's kick off this week's Juke in the Back as we feature the biggest rhythm and blues tunes of 1952 with Earl Bostick and Flamingo.
It's not no secret, you feel better if you cry. When waking from a bad dream, don't you sometimes think it's real? But it's only false emotions that you feel. If your heartaches seem to hang around too long, and your blues keep getting bluer with each song, remember, sunshine can be found behind a cloudy sky. So let your head down and go on and cry. Sunshine can be found behind a cloudy sky. So let your hair down and go right on, baby, and cry.
Emotional, the soulful, the tragic cry. Johnny Ray. That tune was released in December of 1951, but it hit the top of the rhythm and blues jukebox charts in January of 1952. And Johnny Ray is probably the greatest predecessor to Elvis. He was a white guy who sang rhythm and blues with so much emotion that it drove both white and black audiences crazy. That OK 78 RPM record sold more than 2 million copies, and for a brief period of time, Johnny Ray was a phenomenon. Now, 1952 was one of those years that often gets passed over, but just like any year, a lot happened in 52. For example, two great novels were published that year, one by the African-American author Ralph Ellison, The Invisible Man, and also another great novel from Ernest Hemingway, one of my favorites, The Old Man and the Sea. Also in 1952, the University of Tennessee admits its first African-American student. Up next, we have an old jukebox standby, McKinley Morganfield, better known to the world as Muddy Waters. He cut this tune in July of 1951 for Chess Records, but they released it in early 1952, where it rose to the top 10 of the R&B jukebox lists. Here's Muddy Waters spinning off our old Rockola jukebox here on the Juke in the Back with She Moves Me.
She moves me, man. Honey, I don't see how it's done. She moves me, man. Honey, I don't see how it's done. She She got a pocket full of money. Little doll, don't try to help me, no. She moves me when she get drunk. Then she say I'm not nowhere. She call me a dumbbell. She say I'm nothing but a square. She moves me, man. Honey, I don't see how it's done. She got a pocket full of money. The little girl don't try to help me, though. What kind of woman is that? She moved a crazy man. He said, now I'm not so dumb. I take her to a fume, boy. The dead jumped up and run. She looked at a deaf and dumb boy. Said, now I can speak. She shook a finger in a blind man's face. Once a blind but now I see. She moves me, man. Honey, I don't see how it's done. She got a pocket full of money. The little girl don't try to help me, though.
Now it is 3 o'clock in the morning. Can't even close my eyes. Well, I can't find my baby. Lord, and I can't be satisfied. Lord, I've looked around me. Well, my baby can't be found. Come out, baby.
blues boy Riley B. King, B.B. King, with his very first hit in February of 1952. The tune, 3 O'Clock Blues, was actually released at the very end of 1951, but it became one of the biggest sellers of 1952, and it just jumped out of the jukeboxes. It rose to number one for 5 solid weeks. And we're featuring the biggest jukebox hits of 1952. It's a rhythm review here on The Juke in the Back. The soul that came before rock and roll, 1940s and 50s rhythm and blues. I'm your host, Matt the Cat. And up next, we have a singer and tenor sax man from Hot Springs, Arkansas. It's John Greer and his Rhythm Rockets. And as you know, at this time in history, the major record companies weren't all that interested in race records or hillbilly music. They went after the pop and jazz fields. However, occasionally the big guys got in on the rhythm and blues action. As this record, Got You On My Mind, was released by RCA Victor in March of 52. It rose to number 2 on the jukebox lists and was covered in 1963 by Cookie and His Cupcakes. Here's the original jumping out of the juke in the back. It's John Greer and his Rhythm Rockets with Got You On My Mind.
Got you on my mind, feeling kind of sad and low. Got you on my mind, feeling kind of sad and low. Wondering where you are, wondering why you had to go. Tears begin to fall every time I hear your name. Tears begin to fall every time. You wanna come back to me, gonna let you. Got you on my mind, feeling kinda sad and low. Got you on my mind, feeling kinda sad and low. Wondering where you are, wondering why you had to go. Wondering where you are, wondering why you had to go.
Generous support for Juke in the Back provided by weekly sustainers Janice Stenhouse, Robert Stallworth, Barry from San Diego, Mr. Lee, David Ayers, Thomas Huber, Joe Metzger, Bernie Rossman, Scott Moeller, and contributors Barry from Riverside, Pamela Isabel, Adrian Fidelani, Joe Costello, Henry Jones, Greer Keen, Rosemarie Giannotto. Thank you for your support. More information at jukeintheback.org.
When you hear it, it would be groovy. You might want to dance. Welcome to Matt the Cat, Juke in the Back.
Thank you.
Jimmy Forrest, the great tenor saxman from St. Louis, Missouri. That cat played in bands fronted by Jay McShann, Andy Kirk, Duke Ellington, and Miles Davis before jetting out on his own and scoring the first hit version of the immortal Night Train. It went to number one in March of 1952 as we feature part one of a two-part series on the greatest rhythm review records of 1952. This week on part one, we're focusing on the first half of 1952. Next week, we'll take up the second half of the year. In 1952, a gallon of gas cost you 20 cents, bread was 16 cents, and it only cost 3 cents to mail a letter across the country. Up next, we're going to spin the Wheel of Fortune, a tune that dates back to 1951. It was written by Benny Benjamin and George David Weiss, and first recorded for Atlantic Records by the great Baltimore vocal group, The Cardinals. In 1952, it successfully crossed over to the pop lists when K-Star recorded a version of it. Several other hit versions were recorded that year as well. And up next, we have Dinah Washington, the queen of the jukeboxes. Her version of Wheel of Fortune went to number three on the R&B lists in March of 52. And it's jumping out of the Juke in the Back Rhythm Review of 52 right now. Here's Dinah Washington.
The Wheel of Fortune goes spinning round. Will the arrow point my way? Will this be the day? Oh, Wheel of Fortune, don't pass me by. Let me know the magic of a kiss and a sigh. While the wheel is spinning, 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 I'll not dream of winning fortune or fame. While the wheel is turning, 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 I'll be ever yearning. Wheel of Fortune, I'm hoping somehow, if you ever smile on me, please let it be now. While the wheel is spinning, 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 I'll not dream of winning. Turning, 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 I'll be ever yearning. Oh, Wheel of Fortune, I'm hoping somehow, if you'll ever smile on me, please let it be
been booted.
You said booted?
Yeah, man, booted.
Booted?
I'm gonna find my baby. I'm gonna find her tonight. Cause she's stepping out and dying tonight. She treat me like dirt. She treat me like sand. Well, she kicked me out by another man. She would have booted me out, did I mean out? Now they dug my taters and they pulled my corn. I'm gonna get that ginger to cheer as I'm born. I'm gonna load my pistol, gonna sharpen my knife. I'm gonna get that man that's got my wife. Now you can dig my taters, you can pull like corn, you can make yourself at home. But when you take my wife, stay out late, I'm gonna take my knife and operate. No, like you said, you
be stepping out and done me right. She treated me like dirt. She treated me like sand. Well, she kicked me out by another man. That's horrible, man. The idea of her kicking me out. Now they dug my taters and they pulled my corn. I'm gonna get that gin just as early as I'm born. I'm gonna load my pistol, sharpen my knife. I'm gonna get that man that's got my wife. I'm gonna take my knife and operate.
From Memphis, Tennessee, the great Roscoe Gordon with Booted, which hit number one in March. The tune was released in February of 1952 on both the RPM label from Los Angeles and the Chess label out of Chicago. What happened was, Sam Phillips recorded Booted at the Memphis Recording Service and then sold the rights to both RPM and Chess. He did the same thing for Howlin' Wolf Records at the time. It was the RPM release of that song that hit number one across the country. The two competing labels settled their differences, with RPM getting Roscoe Gordon and Chess getting Howlin' Wolf. A few months later in 52, Roscoe was back in the Rhythm and Blues top five with No More Doggin'. Up next, a true blues masterpiece that was one of the top jukebox tunes of 1952. It was actually recorded in 1951 down in Jackson, Mississippi by Lillian McMurray and released in 52 on her Trumpet record label. The song Dust My Broom dates back to Robert Johnson's 1937 recording. When Lillian McMurray released Elmore James's version of the song, she published the tune with Elmore James as the writer, as she was unaware of Robert Johnson's recording at the time. Dust My Broom contains one of the most recognizable blues riffs of all time, played by one of the greatest slide guitarists of all time, Elmore James. When Trumpet issued the record, they printed his name as Elmo James, E-L-M-O. Backing up the great Elmore James on this tune is Sonny Boy Williamson II on harp, Leonard Ware on bass, and Frock O'Dell on drums. Gonna wake up in the morning, I believe I'll dust my broom. One of the biggest jukebox hits of 1952, as we feature that year in Rhythm Review, this week on the Juke in the Back with Matt the Cat. Here's Elmore James.
I'm gonna get up in the morning, I believe. Slaughter. I didn't know just what I was doing. I had to marry all face ruin. A mint julep. Oh, mint julep was the cause of it all. From now on I'll be thinking double. I'm through with flirting and drinking with
I got
you.
Six extra children from a getting frisky.
Oh, a man in julep, a man in julep, a man in julep, a man in julep. One man in julep was the cause of it all.
The biggest vocal group of 1952, scoring six charting hits that year. Those are the Clovers, featuring the great Buddy Bailey singing lead vocal and Bill Harris playing that distinctive guitar part. One Mint Julep was written by Rudy Toombs and released by Atlantic Records, where it went to number two on the jukebox lists in April of 52. I'm At The Cat, and we're featuring the Rhythm Review records of 52, the tunes that jumped out of the jukeboxes that year. Next, we have one that spins off the Peacock label out of Houston, Texas. It went to number three in May and features Bill Harvey's band backing up Marie Adams. She says she's gonna play the honky-tonks, and I believe her.
I'm tired of being abused. I'm tired of feeling low.
it's time for the Great 78, where we take a thick piece of shellac and harken back to a time when 78 RPM records were king. This week I'm featuring the top jukebox hits of 1952. We're featuring the first part of 52, so let's hear one that charted in February of that year. It's by one of the greatest vocal groups of all time. They hailed from Baltimore and called themselves the Orioles, featuring the immortal Sonny Till on lead vocal. This tune, Baby Please Don't Go, dates back to Big Joe Williams' original version in 1935. Since then, everyone from Lightnin' Hopkins, John Lee Hooker, Big Bill Brunzi, and others have covered the tune. It's become a staple of blues, rhythm and blues, and rock and roll. It cracked the R&B Top 10 in February of 1952. Here are the Orioles with this week's Great 78, Baby Please Don't Go.
With Matt the Cat.
Thrill you,
So give me 5, 10, 15 hours there with you. So give me 5, 10, 15 hours there with you. Give me 15 hours and I'll prove my love to you.
On February 13th, 1952, in New York City, 5, 10, 15 hours was produced by Atlantic Records co-founders Ahmet Ertegun and Herb Abramson. That's Ms. Rhythm Ruth Brown laying down the sound that's all around, backed up by an all-star band featuring Willis Jackson on tenor saxophone, Van Piano Man Walls on piano, and Connie Kay on drums. It shot to number one in May of 1952 and was one of the top jukebox hits of the year. I'm Matt the Cat, and this week on The Juke in the Back, I'm featuring part one of a two-part rhythm review of 1952. Up next, we have a song that was inspired by another song. It's also a tune that defined a genre. The genre was the short-lived vocalese movement. That's when a vocalist would interpret a musical instrument solo, generally a saxophone solo, as in this case. King Pleasure, whose real name was Clarence Beeks, he vocally interpreted James Moody's great saxophone solo from I'm in the Mood for Love back in 1949. In 52, King Pleasure took I'm in the Mood for Love and made it Moody's Mood for Love. He would recut this tune many times throughout his career. This is the original version, which went to number two in May of 52. Here's King Pleasure and Moody's Mood for Love, a vocalese classic on The Juke in the Back.
There I go, there I go, there I go, there I go. Pretty baby, you are the soul who snaps my control. Such a funny thing, but every time you're near me, I never can behave. You give me a smile and then I'm wrapped up in your magic. There's music all around me, crazy music, music that keeps calling me so very close to you, turns me your slave. Come and do with me any little thing you want to. Anything, baby, just let me get next to you. Am I insane or do I really see heaven in your eyes? Bright as stars that shine up above you in the clear blue skies. How I worry about you, just can't live my life without you. Baby, come here and don't have no fear. Oh, is there wonder why I'm really feeling in the mood for love? So tell me why, stop to think about this weather, my dear. This little dream might fade away. There I go, talking out of my head again. Oh baby, won't you come and put our two hearts together? That would make me strong and brave. Ooh, when we're one, I'm not afraid, I'm not afraid. If there's a cloud up above us, go on and let it rain. I'm sure our love together will endure a hurricane. Oh, my baby, won't you please?
please let me love you and give a relief from this awful misery.
What is all this talk about loving me, my sweet? I am not afraid, not anymore, not like before. Don't you understand me now, baby? Please pull yourself together, do it soon. My soul's on fire, come on and take me. I'll be what you make me, my darling, my dear.
Oh, baby, you make me feel so good. Let me take you by the hand. Come, let us visit out there in that new promised land. Maybe there we can find a good place to use a loving state of mind. I'm so tired of being without and never knowing what love's about. James Moody, you can come on in, man, and you can blow now if you want to. We're through.
The Dominoes featuring Clyde McFatter on lead vocals and the number one jukebox tune from June of 1952, Have Mercy, Mercy Baby. You got Clyde McFatter crying in that record, and at the top of the show we heard Johnny Ray crying. I like to think they're crying because we've come to the end of another Juke in the Back episode. I'm your host, Matt the Cat. Thank you so much for joining me this week for part one of my two-part series on the biggest jukebox hits of 1952. It's a rhythm review. Next week, don't miss part two, where we'll take the second half of 1952 and play the biggest jukebox hits for you cats and kittens. I'd like to go out with another number one from June. This one's from Fats Domino, who had already scored a string of hits since he debuted in 1950. Here's Fats Domino closing us down with Going Home. Have a great week, everybody. I'll catch you on that flip side.
Going home tomorrow. Can't stand your evil way. Going home tomorrow. Can't stand your evil way. When you're around me, I'm full of misery all day. at me. Don't even call me on the phone. Don't try to find me. Don't even call me on the phone. I'm better off without you. So won't you leave for me alone?
Well, we've run out of whiskey, and the women have all gone home. Thanks for dropping by. Feel free to let Matt the Cat know if you dug the show. Email him at mattthecat@mattthecat.com. Juke in the Back is recorded at Rosie's Juke Joint, located at the Stepping Stone Inn in Salem, Massachusetts. For more information, please visit jukeintheback.org. I'm Miss Rosie. See you next time on the Juke in the Back.